Have you ever heard people use the word funky about something that smells kind of funky?
Yeah, we use it.
How would they use that?
Well, if you get a person, you know, lots of time person don't even take the proper bath they're supposed to take, and then they don't use the odor after taking bath and thing, then that's what you call them garbage. You use that word.
They say what?
You use that word funky, didn't you? Yeah.
But you wouldn't use it about food?
No. Uh-uh. Wouldn't use it about food.
There's people. They smell kind of funky.
Well, they use it now. Well, they don't. I don't never hear that word used now because I guess if I was around so many of the older folks done passed away, and the younger folks don't use that word, you know. They use a word now if a person get in that shape. They use this word now. Busty, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Same difference,
though. Yeah, same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing.
You ever heard of clabber?
Clabber, yeah.
What is that?
Well, that's milk when you milk a car. Well, we didn't have no refrigerators, nothing like that. All right, you put your milk in a container. You let it sit there until it turns. We say turn. All right, then it's clabber. That milk get thick, you know. It get real thick. All right, we skim the cream off of the milk. We used to make our butter, you know. Skim the cream off the milk. A lot of times we have cream that thick on it. We skim it off, put it in a chunge with a stick, and the stick have a cross on the bottom of it, you know. And we have a wooden top on the jar. It got a hole in it for that stick to go up and down. I churned the many gallon milk that we sit down. We'd sit down in the clabber part of it. Well, we'd beat the clabber up after they get through churning the milk, and then what clabber that we take so much clabber with the cream and put in that churn, and then when we get through with that, we call that buttermilk. That'd be your buttermilk. They're using the same thing, not buttermilk, but how they make it. I don't know how they make it now, but we take a stick and it had a cross on the bottom of it, just like that, in a clay jar. Some be a gallon, some be 2 gallons, some be 3 gallons, you know. They cut the wooden lead, cut a wooden lead and then drill a hole in it. And that's what you churn your butter, and get your butter. But clabber just comes from just regular milk, you know, clabber, where you let it stay there and hit a turn from sweet milk to clabber milk, you know. The weather, the heat'll do that its own, you know. The heat'll do that. You don't have to worry about doing it. The heat'll do that. And then we have in between the clabbing and the sweet milk, when it gets halfway in between the two, it's a milk that in that process we call it blue john. That's halfway between clabber and